This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States has ordered China to close its consulate in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman saying early Wednesday morning the order to close the consulate was issued in order to protect American intellectual property and Americans' private information. China has until Friday to shut down the consulate. Hours after the order was issued, a local Houston television station, KPRC, broadcast footage of smoke billowing from a courtyard inside the consulate. Houston police said consular staff were burning documents in open containers in preparation of being evicted. Speaking to reporters in Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesman told reporters the order to close the Houston consulate is an unprecedented escalation of its recent actions against China. He accused the United States of harassing Chinese diplomatic and consular staff. Relations between the world's two largest economies have steadily worsened in recent months over a number of issues, including trade, technology, and the new national security law imposed on Hong Kong and the novel coronavirus. Hong Kong stocks fell the most in nearly 6 weeks on Wednesday as signs of escalating China-U.S. tensions weighed on the market sentiment. The tensions also led the S&P 500 and Dow to open lower on Wall Street on Wednesday. The U.S. announced Wednesday it will pay $1.95 billion to Pfizer Incorporated and German biotech firm BioNTech to produce and deliver 100 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The Department of Health and Human Services says the agreement allows the U.S. government to acquire an additional 500 million doses. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has had another positive test result for the novel coronavirus. This was the president's third test he has taken since falling ill on July 7th, according to a Secretariat of Communications on Wednesday. The test was done Tuesday. President Bolsonaro is said to be in good condition. Turkey and Russia agreed at talks in Ankara to continue joint efforts to create conditions for a lasting and sustainable ceasefire in Libya. According to a joint statement on Wednesday, the countries are considering the creation of a joint working group. The statement published by the Turkish Foreign Ministry said Ankara and Moscow also agreed in the talks to facilitate the advancement of intra-Libyan political dialogue and called upon the parties to take measures ensuring safe humanitarian access and delivery of urgent assistance to those in need. The European Parliament head said on Wednesday the Assembly will not rubber stamp a European Union leaders' accord on a massive coronavirus stimulus. While welcoming the $865 billion recovery fund agreed by leaders after 5 days of negotiations, Parliament President David Sassoli said the Assembly wanted to reshape the related $1.27 trillion EU budget. Britain has agreed with the United States to remove an anomaly which allowed the wife of a U.S. official to claim diplomatic immunity from criminal prosecution in a recent case. Anne Sakoulas was involved in a road accident in which a 19-year-old Briton, Harry Dunn, was killed. The crash last August has caused friction between London and Washington after Britain criticized the United States for refusing to extradite Sakoulas. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck an area off Alaska's southern coast late Tuesday. The earthquake and resulting tsunami alert forced some residents to leave their homes for higher ground. The tsunami alert was canceled after the quake caused a wave of less than 1 foot. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake off the Alaska Peninsula was centered in the waters 105 kilometers south-southeast of Perryville. There were no immediate reports of damage in the sparsely populated area. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Gonzalo formed Wednesday over the Atlantic Ocean. Gonzalo has sustained winds of up to 75 kilometers per hour and is around 2,000 kilometers east of the southern Windward Islands. The official hurricane season runs from June 1st through November 30th. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.